This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. If you've been grocery shopping recently, you've probably noticed you're paying more for eggs, a lot more. Prices are up roughly 60% over the last year. And some stores are sold out. Others are restricting the number of cartons people can buy. And it's all because of a severe outbreak of avian flu that's infected tens of millions of birds. So, of course, the high price of eggs is trickling down to restaurants. We're going to talk about that now with Monica May, chef and co-owner of the Nickel Diner. That's a place in downtown L.A. that serves breakfast and lunch. And so she does serve a lot of eggs. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. And how many eggs do you sell? Do you use in a day, let's say?
Well, we go through 10 cases of eggs a week. So a case of eggs is 180 eggs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So 1,800 eggs a week.
1,800 eggs a week. Yeah. And eggs go in everything.
Yeah, I can imagine. As a diner, first of all, you're serving eggs, but then you're making things with eggs in them.
Like right. French toast. We've got French toast. We make our own brioche, you know, pancakes. Hello. So, you know, everything that I sell, eggs, bacon, and butter are all the things that are up in price right now.
Eggs, bacon, and butter.
Yeah.
The staples of life.
The staples of life, exactly.
So, okay, so you're selling 180 cases a week, 1,800 eggs a week. How much is that?
Well, we're fluctuating right now around $100 a case. So 10 cases is about $1,000 a week. Pre-pandemic, we were paying about $20.
$20?
$20 a case per case of eggs.
No, and now you're paying $1,000?
Now I'm paying $100.
No, $100. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Now you're paying $100. Okay.
Now I'm paying $100. So, I mean, it's funny because, you know, in 2022, I was looking at my photos and all I've done is photograph egg prices. Pre-pandemic, as I said, they started off at about $20 a case. And, you know, I've watched them. I mean, when we were paying $35, I was outraged. And that was March of last year. And we've just slowly watched it grow and grow. And, you know, every week when I speak to my suppliers, you know, that's ridiculous. I can't pay that. But what are you going to do? I mean, this is what we serve. So, you know, we're sort of riding it out, biting the bullet, trying to figure out, you know, how much further this is going to go.
Wow. So a year ago, you were paying $35 a case. Now you're paying $100 a case.
Right.
Are you raising your prices?
We have, but, you know, within what the market can bear. I mean, you know, we're downtown. We feed a really financially diverse community. I mean, I'm not going to charge $18 for a plate of eggs. It's not feasible. And, you know, basically nobody's going to show up.
Some people do charge $18 for a plate of eggs, though.
Yeah.
And they get away with it.
Yeah. But, you know, they're not downtown two blocks from Skid Row.
So you're not going to charge $18 for a plate of eggs, but you must have to, at some point, think about raising your prices somehow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a funny thing. We make our money by volume. And so that's what we're kind of riding on. I mean, we're walking this really fine line, as most restaurants are right now. I mean, between, you know, inflation, the cost of eggs, I mean, minimum wage going up, you know, every restaurant I know right now is just constantly pivoting. And, you know, egg prices going up is sort of one more banana peel we're all trying not to slip on.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, are bananas up?
No, you know what? I think it's the one thing, you know, we can still serve bananas on the chocolate banana jam cakes.
Yum. Yum. That sounds so good. Okay. Well, as I understand it, you're also partnering with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation for a program. Can you talk about that?
Well, you know, during the pandemic, we began to focus sort of on the food insecurity of our downtown neighborhood. And we turned ourselves into a soup kitchen. Which we funded by a Pay It Forward program. And you know, we fed the Union Rescue Mission, we fed the John Wesley Healthcare Center. So we're working right now with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. They've developed a food for health program to focus on food insecurity. And we're going to start doing our Egg It On program and basically trying to, you know, work with people to give out eggs in the community to those who need it. I mean, if we're struggling to get eggs, imagine how those who don't have a lot of access to it are doing right now. I mean, as I like to say, you know, eggs are the protein of the proletariat. So, you know, it's an easy, simple piece of protein that, you know, everybody eats. And we're excited about this program. We're going to launch it next week and see how it works out.
Now, I know we're going to get letters from our fellow vegan listeners.
You know, and I'm sorry, but whipped chia seeds and aquafaba, do not cut it for brioche.
I was just going to say, no alternatives. You know, got it.
Say what you want, you know. Most of my folks come in and order scrambled eggs with cheddar cheese. You know, they are not getting a whipped and soaked chia seeds as an egg substitute.
Okay. Monica May, you're going to die on that.
There you go.
On that hill.
There's my sword that I'm going to die on right now. I can hear it now. The outrage among my fellow vegans, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so how much, you know, you keep looking at the egg prices going up and up and up. Is there a point where you're going to say, okay, that's it. I can't do this anymore?
You know, we've always had this commitment. I mean, we've been open 14 years. We have ridden so many storms out. And, you know, if the pandemic has taught us one thing, is it's just you do this day by day, as with everybody who's in the food industry right now. And, you know, we can't see the future, but I know spring is coming and spring means more chickens, and chickens like to lay, you know, more eggs in the spring than they do in January right now. So I'm just riding this out and looking forward to spring and see where we go with it.
Okay, that sounds good to me. Monica May, chef and co-owner of Nickel Diner in downtown LA. Monica, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, the director of Women Talking, Sarah Polly, is here. Women Talking tells the story of a group of religious women who were raped by the men in their community, and they have to then decide whether to leave or to stay and forgive. That's next on Press Play.